Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Okay. Will you introduce yourself? Who is there now? Lawrence?
Yes, I'm here now.
Okay. And go ahead and introduce yourself one by one to the audience. This is the first time you're on the air.
Okay.
Okay, Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Lawrence Kuchienyo. I'm from Ghana, but I'm studying in Japan. Specifically, I'm in Kobe University, and I'm pursuing Master's in Economics. So I'm happy to see all of you, and I'm excited about the discussion. Thank you very much.
Okay. So who is next? Papa, are you there?
Papa? Hello.
Okay, Misa Kojima is here. Okay, Misa, please introduce yourself. Lawrence has just introduced himself. Okay, you have a little bit problem with the computer. Okay. Ooh. Oh, okay. Because this is a Skype, that's why. All right.
Okay.
Idara is here. Idara.
Hello, Hariko. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Okay, you are the guest, but you can introduce yourself first before the other person can arrive here. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. My name is Idara Onitiju. I am currently the Regional Training Coordinator for FISLAS Limited, which offers supervisory and leadership training for companies and educational leadership training programs focusing on school improvement. We have also recently partnered with a company called Mouse for Professionals. Can you hear me, Hideko?
Yes, I'm hearing you very well. Go ahead.
Okay. In delivering like first aid and basic life support trainings and health training and awareness programs.
Okay.
I also recently started a Facebook page called Environmental Girl, which focuses on creating awareness of health, safety, and environmental issues.
Mm. Okay. And then that's the name of the company that you said you were working for?
I work for FISLAS Limited.
Okay, I think that's different from what you have given me some time ago. We have here the Regional Training Coordinator for FISTO. Is that the name you said?
Yes, that's
okay.
The name, yes.
Okay, sorry. Okay. And your educational background is engineering, right?
Engineering, yeah. I have my master's degree in water and environmental engineering and my bachelor's degree in environmental engineering.
Okay, welcome. Yes, everybody. Either I have been with us past 3 years already. Time flies, but she's been a very good, faithful the volunteer. Sometimes she has to take off because of the pregnancy, but she came back, and I'm so happy. We are so glad to have you again.
Thank you, Hideko.
Yeah. Okay. So anybody else that has arrived yet? Oh, Papa, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Okay.
I can't see anything, yes. But I'm here.
Yes, Papa is also a student from Kobe University. Okay, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, Idara-san.
Idara. In Japanese, we say san at the end. It's like the title.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go it our way. Hello, Idara.
Hello.
Yes, I am Papa. My name is Papa Kwesia Samoa from Ghana. An economics student at Kobe University. Pleased to meet you. Yes, I've recently joined the SWASIN team, and this is I think this is the second time we're doing a radio show. Yeah.
Right. Oh, is that so? Okay, you're talking about the first one is a seminar.
The first one at the seminar. So.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
So, because Lawrence and Papa are here for the first time, I don't know why the coffee is not. Let me keep on trying coffee and Lydia. They were supposed to be here also. Okay, so Lawrence, and the Papa can one by one ask questions to Idara. Would that be okay with you? And Misa also. Sorry, Misa, you're going to be translating into Japanese.
Okay.
Is that okay? Does it work for you guys?
Yes, that is cool. That is
okay.
Fine.
Okay. So, go ahead and ask questions. Roland?
Miss Idara, welcome. Please, can you just tell us a bit more about yourself, in particular about your about the job you do and about just something about yourself, yes.
Jiko shoukai.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, Misa's computer is not in order, so sorry. Just ignore. Go ahead.
Okay, so Idara-san, please tell us about yourself, please.
Okay, my name is Daro Nitiju.
Okay.
I currently work for Fisa Syntech as a regional training coordinator. We offer supervisory and leadership training courses to companies and educational leadership training programs focusing on school improvement. We have also recently partnered with a company called Mouth Health Professionals in delivering first aid and basic life support trainings and health and safety training awareness programs. I also have a Facebook page called Environmental Girl, which focuses on creating awareness of health, safety, and environmental issues. My educational background is in engineering, environmental engineering, and water and environmental engineering, my master's program.
Okay, Idara, for some reason I hear the echoes from your voice. Are you doing that intentionally somehow?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to hear echo as well from your side.
Really?
Where you're coming from. Yes.
Okay. Oh, do you hear any echoes, you guys?
Yeah, a bit of echo, but I think it's manageable. I'm thinking maybe the place is very quiet and it's a big
She's 10,000 miles away, so that can happen. Anything can happen. Okay, go ahead then. Ask the next question. Papa?
Okay. Okay, my first question is related to what you do. You said you do workplace safety policy and health policies. And I think I also read somewhere on the profile that it has to deal with oil and gas as well. With Nigeria in particular, I'm pretty sure the country must have some workplace health and safety codes. I'm hoping they do. And if they do, with your work and your interaction with companies that are in this oil and gas industry or in who have anything to do with the environment, how has the compliance been and with those safety codes, and have you done any particular work in relation to checking on compliance with those safety and health codes? I don't know if my question is clear.
I think I understand what you're asking. I would say yes, we do have like environmental laws. I don't know how adequate they are, but we do have environmental laws. But the issue is not actually the laws. The issue we have is enforcement. These laws are not enforced. So that means we have like widespread negligence because there's no enforcement, basically. So if our government could work on actually creating more environmental laws and also making sure they have methods to enforce these laws, I think our aim and our goal will be more successful. But we're working with different companies, we use a few international laws as well. The issue is not really what the government would do, because as individuals, we need to have our safety, our health, and environmental, put all of this into consideration when we are working. Because what's the point of earning money when you're actually going to be hurt at the end of the day? So most companies are going for environmental trainings or health and safety trainings because they see the need. I don't know if I'm making a point,
Sure. Oh, okay.
That's a question, or
we are going to get to more questions. So go ahead and ask the next question.
Okay, Idara-san, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, so in Nigeria, and I want to believe that the situation in Nigeria is similar in other African countries. What are the main environmental safety and health issues that are confronting Nigeria?
Okay, in Nigeria, like presently, consumed and now lingering from fuel crisis. Like shared survival instincts have raised and also caused a lot of health safety concerns, which borders on personal safety and general safety as a whole, such as explosions with sleep sessions. The widespread health and safety negligence in Nigeria are caused by lack of laws and enforcement, which has led to deaths, like injuries, accidents, and which could have been easily prevented. Also, changing human behavior to health and safety is also a big challenge because people tend not to consider their safety in a workplace. That's where employers should come in, providing policies that ensure that employees are working safely without putting themselves or others at risk.
Right. That's
an
important issue.
Yes. Thank you very much, Dara. So with your vast experience in dealing with environmental safety and health issues, what way do you think that the issues you have raised can be addressed?
どのように性について一般市民に知らせていったら良いと思いますか?
In what ways? That's what he's asking, Idara. Did you hear?
Idara.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Yes, let me repeat the question again. You have raised very pertinent issues that are confronting the environment in Nigeria. And I believe that these issues are very quite similar in other parts of Africa. I just want to know, in what way do you think that the issues you have raised can be addressed?
As I mentioned earlier, the Nigerian government should introduce and enforce laws to ensure that an organization meets the minimum standards to ensure, one, a safe workplace, which includes the environment and the working conditions. Plants and equipment are in good and safe working conditions and safe work systems. Companies also have, companies and organizations also have a part to play. They should all ensure that their staff are properly trained, there's adequate supervision, and they should also employ competent personnel, which will go a long way in helping to nurture the health and safety in the organization.
Okay.
Okay, but I think he's trying to ask you, how do you address it? Isn't that right? How do you address that issue?
What's the question? Is the question how I address the issue or how the issue should be addressed? How it should be addressed. Yeah, the government should have laws that are enforceable. And the company should ensure that staff are trained properly and there's adequate supervision and they have policies that could also be enforced within the company as well.
Okay.
So I mean they have a safe workplace. I think it is up to an employer. They have a law, duty of care to their employees and to other people in the community or in the environment or in the country to provide a safe workplace for their employees. Also to ensure that their plants and equipment, whatever processes they are using within the organization, is also safe and in good working conditions so as not to cause health and safety issues to the employees. And also should have safe work systems as well within the organization, which means they have a good health and safety climate. Also, the company should do training and they should have adequate supervision and they should ensure that the employee are also competent in their various roles.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, do you notice that Idara has a British accent?
Yes.
Yeah. Idara, you're
sorry for that, I can't hear me.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, very well.
You can understand me clearly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you spent many years in England, right, Idara? Yes. Yes, you were brought up in England.
No, I wasn't based in England. I left for my foundation program
uh-huh.
in 2006. So I did my foundation in the UK, and I did my bachelor's and my master's and a year work placement. So I said it took us about 6 years in the UK.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, okay, Papa, you are going to ask some questions.
Okay. As a follow-up to what Lawrence asked, that he asked what should be done. What have you done in relation to what should be done with the organization you work, or even as a personal commitment to ensuring that health and safety workplace policies are adhered to? What have you done? Are there any specific projects or specific activities you have done as a person or as a group to ensure those things, the list of things you just outlined that companies have to do apart from the minimal laws the country has already passed? What have you done in particular? Are there any projects you can discuss?
Okay. My company I work for, Fisters Limited, has just recently partnered with a company called Mel Health Professionals. What they do is they deliver first aid and basic life support training and also health and safety trainings and awareness programs to organizations, to schools, to companies. So the first thing you really do is actually to approach these companies and to do a general assessment. That means a walk over their site. To identify training needs and to identify also the hazards and the health and safety issues. When this is identified, we put a proposal forward to them on how to address these issues. Okay? And then we consult with them and help them as well to make sure this is implemented. Also, we try to encourage companies to do a health and safety policy for their organization, because that goes a long way in creating a safety climate within the organization or company. Example, if you have a health and safety policy and it's properly communicated to your employees and to anyone that is working within your company or your organization, which is contractors, ETC visitors, it gives you something to follow up to. It gives you a foundation on implementing systems that would help the organization. And what benefits them then is that it increases productivity, it also lowers turnover rates, it creates a safe environment for the employees as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So Kofi is trying to get on the show. I think he entered.
Okay.
Kofi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can
hear
you
finally. Okay, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit?
Hi, everyone. My name is Kofi. I'm from Ghana, and I'm in Kobe University studying economics as well. Glad to be on the show.
Great.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Great.
Thank you.
So right now we have 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, including myself, 6 people on the show. So let us try to stay on. Idara?
I'm right here.
Yeah, okay, great. So Kofi has entered the show. So let's see. Do you want to ask questions? You said that you are listening to the show from outside.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you can ask a question.
Hi, Idara. Hello.
Wait. Yeah, go ahead and ask questions.
Hi, Idara.
Yeah, go ahead and ask questions.
Yes, On your profile, I realize you're the founder of Environmental Girl. My question is, what exactly is the purpose? And I'm also curious about the name. Why Environmental Girl? Is there any focus on the girls in particular or the females? A little bit of light on that.
Yeah, that's a good question. I wanted to ask her too myself. Okay. The connection is tight. So just please be patient.
Okay.
Hello, hi Nicole.
Yeah, okay, Brad. Yeah, did you hear his question? No, I didn't. Okay, go ahead again. Copy.
Hello. Peter, can you hear me?
Hi, I can hear you now. Hi, Kofi.
Okay. I was saying that on your profile, I see that you are the founder of Environmental Girl.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit curious about why that choice of name and what exactly is the focus.
First of all, I actually like the name. And secondly, is trying to empower women and youth to be interested in environmental issues. Because I think in Nigeria, what we really have is lack of awareness, and that's a major issue, which people don't really know about how these things affect them personally. So what the aim of Environmental Girl is to actually create awareness on health, safety, and environmental issues. So we try to organize events, we do training, as I mentioned earlier, which includes going to do a training need. I do a site walkover, which is example, went to a particular school. Right now we're focusing on schools because they have to understand why they need to have a health and safety system in place in schools as well. So we went to schools, we do a site walkover to identify the hazards. When we spot the hazards, we put a proposal forward on how to reduce these hazards and what the benefit it would bring to the school is. And then we go ahead to implement it. We also do training for teachers, which is on basic life support, and we do training for basic first aid, because we realize these are things that are lacking in most schools in Nigeria as well, which is if a child faints, what do you do? We're looking for emergency services before you drive them down to the hospital. Something else that's happened. So if you have trained staff on ground on how to deliver first aid and basic CPR, we can have the initial treatment before we get to the hospital.
Mm. Wow.
And also we encourage them to do a health and safety policy and communicate this policy to teachers, because we see that there's always like a kind of what's called disconnection between what the management does and what the employees do. So if we have a safety policy in place in school, which we actually help the school to develop, we can help and encourage them to get the employees involved and to ensure they know what the policy in the company and organization on ground is, and they also enforce this law.
Okay. Wow.
That's
very important.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other comments? You have a comment, Papa?
No, but I had another question, but that will take a while. We don't have too much time, so.
Yeah, go ahead and quickly.
I was just going to ask that this is how does she think it will be important to maybe as an initiative, something they could do for all the companies, create a certain kind of league of companies that adhere to very strict health and workplace policies, even if it's school, also a certain standard that industry could, or generally everybody could be excited about, that this company adheres to this kind of standard. I mean, their works, their policies are compliant to this highest level. Is this something that, and as an initiative, they could do so that it could promote or companies will be encouraged to have these things, these policies in place, and to also enforce them? And this can be done without the help of government.
I think currently in Nigeria we have this organization called Institute of Safety Professionals of Nigeria, which I'm a member of, and it's also been endorsed by the government to handle like safety issues in Nigeria. But what we really need to do right now is to also create awareness on this organization. That means we don't really know about them, but we need to create more awareness on them being available to help in environmental and also to enforce laws. So we still have the enforcement issues and the awareness issues to bridge.
Okay.
Okay, I think
Thank you.
Yeah, because of the shortage of time. And the final question, Lawrence, can you answer the final question you have made? I think that's a good one.
Okay. Thank you very much, Idara, for this interesting discussion. I just want to ask one more question. I just wanted to talk about if there is any specific need in Nigeria, environmental safety and health, area. And in what way do you think NGOs such as SWAFIN can support your vision of environmental safety and health awareness?
Okay. The first part is there any environmental needs or issues in Nigeria? Yes, I'll mention one, which is the waste management. It's a major issue. Lagos government is doing a lot when it comes to waste management and recycling. I want to thank the Lagos government and LOMA for their work, but they can't do all by themselves. They still need individual and private sector participation. That's the way SWAFIN and other NGOs can come in. First of all, SWAFIN is to ensure that their own safety policy is in place, and they're also practicing good health and safety, and ensuring their volunteers and employees are safety conscious. Also, in addition to that, I know one of SWAFIN's goals is to raise funds, give awareness, workshops on human rights, health, environment, and violence. If we go ahead with this, which obviously giving awareness on health and safety and environment to everyone affected as well, it will go a long way in helping individuals walk steadily.
Right.
Okay, great. Yes, thank you for the wonderful discussion, everybody. It is almost the time to end the show. I'm sorry, but thank you for joining us. We strive for humanity. We are here to back you up, Idara, any way we can. Those who listen to this show until the end, let us extend our gratitude to you. We are running show on second and fourth Saturday every month. And if you like to know more about it, if you want to listen to the past show, and you can listen, if you go to the www.swafin.com and press Swafin Radio on the menu. And in 2 weeks, we have Lagos artist Olumide Oresagun, and he's going to talk about his theme on children and water, and he's going to be the next guest. See you in 2 weeks at 5 p.m. Saturday in Japan, 9 p.m. in Nigeria. Is that 9 p.m.?
9 a.m.
9 a.m.? Oh, sorry. Okay. And 1 a.m. in PST, that's Los Angeles time, California. If you'd like to join us, or if you want to know more about us, and I said that already. Okay, sorry. Thank you for blogtalkradio.com for making this broadcast possible. You have been listening to the Global EcoTalk Show. Thank you for tuning in. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.